Well, hello, welcome to the program. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is expected to introduce his watered-down religious discrimination bill into federal parliament this week, even though some of his moderate MPs still question the need for the legislation. The bill was promised by the coalition government in the wake of the same-sex marriage debate in 2017 to provide extra protection for people of faith. And it was a pledge that was taken to the last election, but it has been deeply controversial, with critics concerned that it would allow discrimination against certain groups. So where has the government landed on this? Let's go to our political reporter, James Glenday, in Canberra. James, we didn't really know what was in this legislation. Have we seen it now?
We have. It was only released a couple of hours ago, and it appears to aim to do two things. One, to ensure that Australians who make statements of religious belief get extra protection from existing state-based discrimination laws. And so that would allow them to make statements that are consistent with their faith, so long as they aren't being malicious or threatening or intimidating or seeking to vilify. The bill also ensures that institutions run by religious organisations, for example, a religious school, will be able to prioritise or give preference to the employment of people from the same faith. So, for example, the bill states it is not discrimination for a religious primary school to require staff and students to practice that religion if such a requirement is necessary to avoid injury to the religious susceptibilities of people of that religion. Now, that second part doesn't really concern Liberal MPs too much, but the first, that statement of belief part of the legislation, does, because there's uncertainty about how broad the scope might be. And Liberal backbencher Warren Entsch, a moderate, raised some of those concerns in the Coalition Party Room meeting today, and I spoke to him a short time ago.
I question the need for it. I'm 100% committed to making sure that we remove discrimination from all sections of our community, including those of faith. Having said that, however, there were a number of elements in this that I've had concerns about. I've consistently raised those issues. My view is that the bill's going to be introduced. It needs to be referred to a committee, whether it be Senate or House of Reps, so that we can give the high level of transparency and test the veracity of some of the commitments that are made.
Okay, Liberal backbencher Warren Entsch there. James, it's very late in the day. Why is this legislation being introduced now, right at the end of the year and very near the end of the parliamentary term?
Yeah, I think you touched on it in the introduction. It's because it's been controversial. COVID hasn't helped, of course, but it's interesting to note that today some of the most controversial proposals have formally been axed from this bill. There was a so-called Falau clause, named after the former Wallaby Israel Falau, in the initial drafts. That would have limited the control employers could have had over statements of belief. Another thing that's been axed is conscientious objection protections for doctors and other medical professionals. And that means that Australians can't be refused treatment for religious reasons. And there's been a lot of lobbying over this as well. Some critics, including LGBT groups, fear that it could lead to people in same-sex relationships being discriminated against. And there's other concerns about this legislation overriding state-based discrimination laws. And then the religious lobby groups and some church leaders have been pushing very hard for the parliament to pass this before the next federal election. Conservative Liberal Senator Erica Betts says that despite the delays, he thinks that a fair compromise has been reached. Here's what he has to say.
The bill strikes a balance. Would I have wanted some more things in it? Yes. Some of my colleagues would have wanted to have seen some less things in it. We've arrived at a landing that I think satisfies the aspirations of the Australian electorate.
Liberal Senator Erica Betts. So, James, finally, the government is having a little bit of strife with rebel parliamentarians at the moment. Is it actually going to be able to get this legislation through?
Yeah, it's a great question. And at the moment, we're not really sure, because it's got some Liberals and some in the coalition who are making a stance on vaccine mandates. They're vowing not to vote for anything until that is sorted. You've had some crossbenchers, including One Nation, vowing to vote certain ways on legislation. For example, the party is potentially going to sink a government-backed Senate inquiry into the ABC and SBS complaints processes. And today, crossbench Senator Rex Patrick nearly was successful in getting a federal anti-corruption bill passed through the Senate. It was a tied vote, 25-25, but that gives you an idea about how fractious things are at the moment. And here is Senator Patrick's views on today's events.
Look, myself and Helen Haynes thought we might have had Pauline Hanson on board. Unfortunately, she didn't. The numbers turned out 25-25.
Well, a government senator said to me today it's got the feeling of the last days of school for the year when the students are acting up and people are pushing their own barrows. Do you agree with that in any way?
Well, look, I think that's absolutely the case. As a crossbencher, I always try to cause public interest trouble. I always try to push the boundaries, and it's actually hard for me to get oxygen at the moment because there's too many other senators in the Liberal ranks that are playing up.
That's crossbench Senator Rex Patrick there, Linda. And the good news for the government is they've only got to come back for one more week before the summer break.
How much trouble can anybody make in that time? Thanks very much, James. James Glenday, our reporter in Canberra.